You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And as 2955 starts to pull out, welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 2002. This is issue number 209, and I'm your host, Fred Volpe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service, coming to you from the train yards located on Lima's east side. My address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone, usually in the early evening or on weekends, at 419-228-6223. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And on the web, we're at www.nrcdxas.org. Check out our newly designed website. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32. Elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned. Or you could log on to www.nrcdxas.org/member, all small letters, and pay using your credit card. And don't forget, you can also register for the 2002 National Radio Club Convention on the webpage at nrcdxas.org/convention, and then just click on the Lima link. Well, John and I are watching a pair of southbound CSX GE-8s pull out of Trinity, so let's board and travel east to Youngstown, Ohio. Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. On the August AM Switch, reference number 538, these call letter changes. On 700 WWTL, Poolsville, Maryland becomes WGOP. 1250 KWSI, Kansas City, Kansas, changing to KKHK. On 1260 KTTF in Springfield, Missouri becomes KSGF. 1420 KBBX Omaha, Nebraska, changing to KHLP. Also on 1420 KPAR Granbury, Texas, becomes KPIR. 1480 WNCR in Fair Bluff, North Carolina, changing to WVXY. 1500 KOMH Pawhuska, Oklahoma, becomes KPGM. 1600 WNRK Dover, Delaware goes back to the former call, WKEN. Also on 1600 WKBJ Milan, Tennessee becomes WMQM. On 1700, a rather curious situation, KBBG in Des Moines, Iowa was granted WSJZ. That grant was made on the 6th of June. On the 18th of June, the FCC discovered the mistake and changed WSJZ back to KBGG. Interesting sidelight is they used WSJZ on the air for a very short time, making for a rare reception for those who may have logged it. Things continue to be slow at the FCC as far as the AM band is concerned. No major applications or grants of interest, but some items in otherness worth looking at. On 690 WNNT in Warsaw, Virginia is gone. The license is canceled. The call deleted at the licensee's request. 830, that application for the new station in Bunnell, Florida has been denied. 1120 WSMO, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, their construction permit to move to 1120 from 1580 is now on the air. 1360 KDJW in Amarillo, Texas, this silent station has returned. 1450 WFAD, Middlebury, Vermont is back on the air. 1510 KNRC, Littleton, Colorado is now back on the air with this new call. 1520 WKBZ in Muskingen Heights, Michigan. This silent station's days are definitely numbered. Their nine-tower studio transmitter site will be torn down in August to make way for a condo development. And in September, they'll reach the one-year silent deadline, at which time the FCC will cancel the license. We'll let you know when this becomes official. 1550 WSHN in Fremont, Michigan. This silent station has returned to the air, this time not with open carrier, but with real programming. And on 1610 in Montreal, the first Canadian X-Band station is on the air, playing a mixture of Caribbean-type music with 1,000 watts day and night. The call is shown as CPAM. but we don't believe this is the actual call since the CP call series is assigned to Bolivia. But that's what's presently being shown. When we get an update on that, we'll pass it along to you. And that wraps it up for August. Now let's head south where it's even hotter than it is here, I'm sure. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. Today, we're going to start in Florida and traipse our way across the continent to Washington and then come back almost to the place we started this sojourn at 7:30 on the dial last month. What say we dig into the tape bag and see what we can pull out as we go across the peninsula of Florida to start the August 2002 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Again, you don't have to be religious, but you need to get taller to those who are.
You're listening to the Voice of the Heartland. Talk Radio, 7:30 a.m. WWTK, Lake Placid, Sebring, Avon Park.
CBS News. I'm Lou Mulligano.
And you thought we had missed that one last month, didn't you? Well, we did, because the static here has been so high, and we just hadn't been in that part of Florida, so we drove over to the Lake Placid area just to pick that up for you. Now we're going to continue on as we head north up into Ohio. We find ourselves in the charming little community of Bowling Green, Ohio.
Every day, with the love of Jesus, we're WJYM, Bowling Green, Toledo.
Now, just to show how different the format can be on a co-channel station, only about 100 miles north of Bowling Green as the crow flies, here's a cut from East Lansing, Michigan. Just 10 years ago this month, this recording was made.
I'm at FM East Lansing, this is Bahama and Scammer with 10 hits in a row. It's 9 o'clock, you know what time it is. Time to play Love Connection. Get on the stud line, 363-2295, and let's play.
Now here's a recording we made many years later of that same station with new call letters and a new format.
Yes. You're on All Sports, SES.
Sports Entertainment Network.
You're listening to Mid-Michigan Sports Leader, The Fan, AM 730 WVFN, East Lansing.
President Clinton used a radio address from Tokyo today.
And all that from a 500-watt station. You know, of course, they're directional during the day to put a good signal into East Lansing, but then they go non-directional at night with only a 50-watt transmitter. And I'll bet that's why they ID as East Lansing instead of the much larger city of Lansing. You know, with 50 watts, they just can't cover the whole of the larger city, I'm absolutely sure. So, next we hear from a 1,000-watt non-directional station in the town of 10,000 population. That checks pretty well, I think. We're going to be going just 20 miles north of the city of Wausau, Wisconsin now.
This is AM 730 WJMT Merrill. It's coming up to 12 o'clock, 53 now at WJMT Merrill.
NBC Radio News.
Now this next station runs about the same power as WJMT, but it fills a craving for folks living in southwest Minnesota and northern Iowa.
Jeff has 15 hits, 4 doubles, a triple, a homer, and 12 runs batted in. Right now, we'll pause for station identification on the Twins Radio Network. This is Twins Baseball 92.
See Paul Fisher at your Northland Ford dealer for southwest Minnesota and northwest Iowa. Otterson Ford, Lincoln Mercury, Worthington. This is KWOA Worthington.
Swing and a miss at an outside fastball. Rebele with a count of 1 strike.
Okay, now we're going to be heading south out of Worthington, down through Iowa, looking for stations operating at 7:30 on the dial, of course. But, interestingly, just before we come to the southern border of Iowa, as we head south, we cross an imaginary line, the northern perimeter of the area served at night by the enormous 100,000-watt signal of XEX in Mexico City. Now, that could cause our next entry some grief at night, since it only runs non-directional 120 watts at night. What are you going to do?
Clear Channel Radio for all of East Central Missouri, KWRE, Warrenton, Troy, Wentzville. Good afternoon. It's 5:01. Time now for a good news, sports, and weather. I'm Craig Richter reporting.
This next station has its transmitting plant on the westerly side of the Mississippi River and beams its night signal to the northeast, right into downtown Memphis, Tennessee.
You're tuned to Joy 73, KSUD, West Memphis, Memphis Christian Music Radio. The top songs in the Mid-South are up next as the countdown continues.
Now, here's a cute exchange, I thought. Anyway, between two announcers, we're going to be listening for the station break for WASO in Covington, Louisiana.
Well, you might be able to hear Keith and Bob warming up in the background, and we should have a hot day on Hot Talk Radio, WASO and WTIX. Tony Brown, him.
New Orleans and Covington.
And Covington.
All right.
All right. Did you see the eclipse yesterday?
Didn't look at it.
I missed it. I had my nose buried in paperwork. Shucks, the world just kind of passed me by.
NBC Radio News.
Okay. By the way, they got the cities backwards with the call letters. We're going to move west now into the vastness of Texas and, again, find an interesting change from the norm. This next is a 500-watt station trying to cover a city with a population of over 120,000 folks. And how do they do it? They just put a synchronous transmitter at night right downtown in the part of Grand Prairie, Texas, that couldn't be reached by the required signal strength from their main transmitting site. So we'll listen now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jaylen Thornton. The time is 3 o'clock. This report is brought to you by the Dallas Black Chamber of Commerce, serving African-American business since 1926.
Now, that's the only 730 station in Texas. And remember, that part of the world is pretty deep into the XEX contour. So we're going to move north now and pick up a station in Kansas right over next to the Colorado border, it is.
And make you feel at home.
Thomas from Full Service Radio, KLOE, Goodland.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane.
Okay, we'll go further north now, up into Montana.
It's 3 o'clock at KURL. Currently in Billings, clear skies, 74 degrees.
Celebrating 30 years of quality Christian radio, KURL, Billings.
Given new life through the sun. Well, now, this next one is kind of interesting. Ernie Wasilowski, several years ago, handed me a tape, and on it was a frequency test from a station in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, for some of you newcomers, you may not remember that all the stations in the United States once a month had to put out a signal for frequency testing by some independent agency and then turn that report into the Federal Communications Commission once a month.
KMGM at 730 on your radio dial. Albuquerque in New Mexico conducting frequency measurement tests in cooperation with Commercial Radio Monitoring Company in Kansas City, Missouri. KMGM, owned and operated by Holiday Broadcasters, a transmitter located at Gun Club and Coors Road, Southwest in Albuquerque. We operate with a power of 1,000 watts daytime only. KMGM now leaves the air to return at 6:15 this morning for our regular broadcast day. We invite you to be in our listening audience at that time. KMGM, bid you good night and good morning.
And good morning to you, sir. We're going to update that ID just a little bit coming up into the late 1990s.
KDAZ 73, Albuquerque and Santa Fe, the Lord's radio station.
This is CBN Radio News. I'm Larry Heller.
And you talk about strange station breaks. Catch this.
Bringing new life to New Mexico. This is KCHF-TV, Channel 11, Santa Fe, Albuquerque. K61EQ, Channel 61 in Albuquerque. K58DW, Channel 58 in Tufts. K51DM in Southern Colorado. And you're listening to KDAZ Radio AM 730 in Albuquerque.
Okay. Let's move up to Ogden, Utah.
La Mexicana KSVN informa. Esta es La Mexicana KSVN.
This is KSVN, Ogden, Salt Lake City.
The
Okay, now. Do you remember from last month I pointed out that only one U.S. station operates with more than 5,000 watts during the daytime on this frequency, 730? Well, this is the station from Idaho, and they're running 15,000 watts, kind of close to the Canadian border, too.
You're listening to KBSU AM Boise, AM 730.
Reports say Governor Clinton has asked Albert Gore to be his vice presidential nominee.
Well, all right. Now we're going to move over to Oregon right along the California border.
Encouraging words and positive music for Oregon. K-Love Radio, KSKD, Sweet Home Corvallis, Salem, KEZF, Tigard, Portland, and KRVC, Medford.
Now, they say K-Love, and by the way, we were listening for KRVC at that point. That was in 1994, and by 1998, when this next recording was made, they had clarified things just a bit with the new call letters. And here, we'll be listening for KLVV.
Here's our number for Pledge 98, 1-800-525-LOVE. More great music coming up next.
K-Love Radio. Encouraging words and positive music. AM 730, KLVV, Medford. 88.1 FM, Klamath Falls. And 89.3 FM, Roseburg. K-Love Pledge Drive. Here's Diane Schuller.
K-Love's 1998 Pledge Drive goal is to have every single hour sponsored for this, the entire month.
All righty, and we wrap up the contiguous 48 state coverage at 7:30 on the dial with a brief stop in the middle of the state of Washington.
K-U-L-E, Ephrata, time for CNN News. It's 7 o'clock. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Stan Case.
Okay, that was recorded back in the days when we only wanted to keep a little bit of each station to prove that we'd actually heard it, so you'll have to forgive me for that.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Stevens.
CKLG in Vancouver, and by the way, they put an enormous signal as far north as Alaska. We're going to come about 3,000 miles to the east now for our last station today.
Pour les mordus de sport, tous les sports, la référence, c'est Mario Langlois. Aux amateurs de sport, en semaine, 16h, à CKAC 730. CKAC 730, Montréal. La radio de l'information.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap on the 730 dial position that we have in United States and Canada. I'd like to just mention people who have made it possible. John S. Bowker contributed, Mark Stricker, Mark Durenberger, Ernie Wesolowski, as I mentioned, and Adam Bouvier. So thank you to each of you. You know, a lot's been said about our loss of Ernie Cooper as a friend and fellow club member. When I first met Ernie, I told him I was thinking of starting a collection of audio tapes of the stations. He said, yeah, that'd be a good addition, he guessed. But not to count on him for any help because he didn't own a tape recorder. I said, how do you log all those stations when they're, you know, in and out and under and over? And he said, oh, I don't know. But I've been doing it most of my life without a tape recorder, and I've got over 4,000 verification letters to prove I can do it. And he grinned, and then he started off telling another story of things he'd heard on the AM radio band. What a great guy Ernie was. I'll see you next month with the Western stations that come in at 7:40 on the dial. Okay, Bruce Conti, it's your turn on the DX Audio Service.
77 WABC makes this hit too. Go, 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 go!
Hello, DXers. This is your captain speaking. Flight crew, prepare to take off. Our flight today aboard the Sony ICF 2010 will take us across the airband.
I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. While medium-wave DXing can be a year-round pursuit, many prefer to give their ears a vacation from the typically higher noise levels of summer on AM radio, instead choosing to explore quieter frequencies like FM and TV. I decided to try something completely different. The popular Sony ICF-2010 and many other portable communications receivers have what's called the Air Band, a VHF radio band in the range of 116 to 136 megahertz. The airband is used for aeronautical communications and is most active in the vicinity of airports with two-way arrival and departure communications and weather. Let's listen in at Logan International Airport in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston 8 46 Boston approach, good morning. After Providence, proceed direct Boston. Expect ILS runway 22 left approach, Boston altimeter 29 or 96.
29 or 96 after Providence, direct Boston, 10 8 46.
This is 120.6 megahertz.
US Air 6834, reduce speed to 210.
210-6834.
Eagle Flight 750, reduce speed to 210.
210, any question?
Using the scan feature on the Sony 2010, let's check out some other frequencies.
1829, fly heading 180.
This is 124.725.
Heading 180, contact the flight, just along. FedEx 203, cross runway 22 right, contact ground 121.9. .25, roger, hold short of 22 left, traffic is on short final.
Let's search for some more frequencies.
Boston Logan Airport Information Victor, 1354 Zulu. Wind 280 at 7. Visibility 4. Haze. Dew clouds at 5,000. Niner 1,000 scattered. Ceiling 25,000 broken. 30,000 overcast. Temperature 2 Niner. 2.22. Altimeter 2 Niner. Niner 3. ILS runway 22 left approach in use. Departing runway 22 right. All aircraft brief Michael hold short instructions. Heavy bird activity in all areas. Convective Sigma 24 is valid until 1555 Zulu regarding severe thunderstorm. Runway 15 right 33 left closed upon receipt of your ATC clearance. Brief back only your call sign and transponder code unless you have a question. Advise on initial contact. You have information, Victor.
This is 135 megahertz with automated runway conditions.
54 Zulu. Wind 280 at 7. Visibility 4. Haze. Dew clouds at 5,000. Niner 1,000 scattered. Ceiling 25,000 broken. 30,000 overcast. Temperature 2 Niner. 2.22. Altimeter 2 Niner. Niner 3. ILS runway 22 left approach in use. Departing runway 22 right. All aircraft brief Michael hold short instructions. Heavy bird activity in all areas. Convective Sigma 24 is valid until 1555 Zulu regarding severe thunderstorm. Runway 15 right 33 left closed upon receipt of your ATC clearance. Read back only your call sign and transponder code unless you have a question. Advise on initial contact. You have information, Victor.
Let's continue scanning for some more active frequencies.
1762, you're 3 miles from Ripit. Turn right, heading 250. Maintain 2,000 until established on the localizer. Clear Dallas runway 27 approach.
250, 2,000 until established. ILS 279.
Speedboat 213, clear reduced to 180.
Speedboat 213, heavy approved as requested.
Reducing speed to 213.
This is 126.5 megahertz.
1762, maintain 170 knots or greater till Rivet.
170 to Rivet, United 76.
Care 109er, but it's correct. American 109, heavy American, reduced to 170 knots.
170 knots, American 109.
US Air 6812, turn right, heading 060, vectors for space, and you'll be following a heavy jet coming out of the ocean.
Right, 060, US Air 6812.
United 999 heavy reduced to 190 knots. You'll be spaced on a heavy jet landing 22 left full length.
999 will come.
Air 109, turn left heading 290, intercept the localizer.
Blocked.
Air 109, turn left, intercept the localizer.
You're blocked again.
Air 109, Cape Air, turn left heading 250, intercept the localizer.
Okay, 250 to join unit.
American 109 heavy, descend and maintain a 3,000.
Not a 3, American 109 heavy.
United 1762, Tower 12, correction, 119er, point 1, good day.
Requesting further descent, please.
Okay, I've got a couple airplanes calling Bridget, Speedbird 213, heavy descent and maintain 2,000.
Descent and maintain 2,000, Speedbird 213.
Delta 1896, turn right heading 250, intercept the localizer, descent and maintain 4,000.
Right, 250, intercept the localizer, descent 4,000, Delta 1896.
American 109, heavy reduced to 150 knots, facing on the Cape Air.
Okay, 150, we're going to have to get lower here.
United 999 heavy, descend and maintain, correction, United 999 heavy, turn right, heading of 330, will be vectors off the localizer for spacing.
330 on the heading, United 999, what do you got, how far, do you got us behind?
Speedbird 213 heavy reduced to 150 knots.
We can come back, 150, Speedbird 213.
Lower for 19.
American 109 heavy, I might have to pull you out for the traffic landing 22 left full length and turn right heading 360 and maintain 3,000 and give you 1360 back around.
360, maintain 3, American 109.
Yeah, Care 109's got the field.
Care 109, clear visual approach runway 27, maintain 170 knots till 5 DME.
Clear visual, 27, Care
109. US 6812, turn left heading 250, intercept localizer.
Left 250, intercept localizer, US 6812.
British Speedboat 213 heavy, cleared ILS 22, left approach.
Speedboat 213, roger.
Yeah, 109er tower 119er point 1, good day.
1913, Care 109.
1762 tower 119er point 1. American 109 heavy, turn right heading 090.
1990, American 109 heavy.
United 999 heavy, turn right heading 090, descend and maintain 4,000.
090, 4,000, we could have gone down, United 999.
Yeah, I know, I just got myself backed up here. Delta 1896, you're 2 miles from Wayne, cross Wayne at 3,000 or above, clear at Atlas 22, left approach, hold short at 27.
Wayne at 3,000
or above.
Speedboat 213, heavy tower 119.1, good day.
Speedboat 213 at 4 miles. Speedboat
213, heavy tower 119.1.
1191, thanks.
Delta 1896, 170 knots till Lindy's facing on a heavy jet, caution wake turbines. American 109 heavy, descend and maintain 2,000, I'll be right back in.
Okay, that's 3 for 2, American 109 heavy.
US Air 6812, reduced to 190 knots.
190 knots, US Air 6812.
United 999 heavy, turn right heading 230.
230 on heavy, United 999.
126.5 air traffic control has been saying for some airlines to go to 119.1. Let's check it out.
American 109 heavy, traffic landing on runway 22F, I'll hold short of your runway.
Thanks, sir.
Speedbird 213 heavy, you can turn right at the end, your last right turn, the next one you're coming up on is closed, so make it your last right turn on Bravo, hold short of runway 22R, remain in efficiency.
Okay, right to the end here.
Speedbird 213 heavy, turn right there, Bravo, and cross runway 22 right now, inbound on Bravo.
Okay, right on Bravo and cross 22 right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll be crossing the runway 22 right in the runway 27 overruns for Speedbird 213 heavy.
So is it straight ahead here on Victor to cross?
Yeah, straight ahead on Bravo, and you'll be crossing the overruns.
Okay, thank you. Understood.
You're welcome.
119.1 megahertz. This certainly gives an appreciation for how busy air traffic control can be at a major airport like Boston's Logan International. If you can't hear this kind of action at home, take a drive out to the airport where you can listen while watching the planes take off and land. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Enjoy the remainder of your flight.
flight, and thank you for choosing DXAS.
The DX Audio Service.
Ooh, what'll we do first?
There's nothing else quite like it.
Mark Dernberger here with part two of our Minneapolis Clear Channel band scan as we look up and down the dial on a February night with terrific DX conditions and a blizzard going outside our hotel room window. Goodness, even WCBS in New York is coming through tonight, and that's a tough one out here.
It looks like our taste of spring continues, mainly clear skies, fours and highs in the 30s, mid to the upper 20s, while inland. On Wednesday, sunshine mixing with some clouds, a high of 50 to 55.
Skies are clear right now, Hagberg, 40 degrees. See you tomorrow. I'm Harley Carr.
And I'm Michael Schoen, and these are some of the top stories coming up on WCBS News Radio 88. In sports, Rangers lead the Penguins 3-1 in the second period. Mets trail the Lakers 44-33 at half.
CBS News and the WCBS News team bring you complete coverage of the news you need. Stay with WCBS New York, an Infinity broadcasting station.
41 degrees and clear. WCBS News time, 9 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer.
Now, we want you to hear the fun we had on 880 tonight. Here in Minneapolis, we were hearing Menominee, Wisconsin on 880. As they got to local sunset, suddenly KRVN came up with their 50-kilowatt non-directional, and they switch patterns a little bit later because they're farther west. The KRVN pattern change is so dramatic, and that's why you hear it so often here on the DX Audio Service. Their four-tower directional antenna protecting New York City makes a huge difference when they switch from day-to-night pattern or from night-to-day pattern. Here's what they sounded like tonight at local sunset Lexington time at our listening post in Minneapolis.
Give us a call to look or confine your lives, Dr. Lou City Commission Company at 308-745-1766. Thank you.
The Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. requires KRVN to operate with a directional west broadcast pattern during the nighttime hours.
But wait, the fun is just beginning on 880. We crank the loop around, and by golly, there's Manitoba.
I remember what you said your arms are for. She's my long life. When the world goes down.
From Western Manitoba's information station, this is CKLQ News. At 10 o'clock, a clear sky and plus 2 degrees in Brandon. Good evening, I'm Wayne Kozak. Preston Matty is again challenging federal authority to take part to a debate. The informed leader wants a one-on-one with Clark over which party would best represent Canada's conservatives.
And my goodness, how even the mighty are susceptible to skywave fade. Remember what we said about Chicago and how they were booming in here? Listen what happens on 890. And partway through this, you will hear me move the loop from southeast to just slightly west of south.
Heading it dead for Chicago, News Talk 89. From ABC News, I'm Tim Aldon.
From the beautiful Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, you're listening to KUBR, 1210 AM, Fort Worth, Texas. AJAV 104.9 FM, Alamo, Texas. KMFM 100.7 FM, Fremont, Texas. KPVM 95.3 FM, McKinney, Texas. KCZO 92.1 FM, Calico Springs, Texas. KVRN 1500 AM, Bernie, Texas. KPVB 88.5 FM, Brownfield, Texas. KIVL 1490 AM, and KVFN 91.3 FM, Beaver, Texas. KERB 600 AM, and 106.3 FM, Hermit, Texas. KVFN 103.3 FM, Suburbia, Texas. KUOL 1470 AM, and K218CO 91.5 FM, San Marcos, Texas. KBOZ 890 AM, Laredo, Texas. K201 EU 88.1 FM, Katy, Texas. K201 EP 88.1 FM, Hereford, Texas. KVBI 91.7 FM, Deming, New Mexico. KVO4 DV 88.7 FM, Corcales, New Mexico.
Well, that was a fascinating catch from Minneapolis. KVOZ, Delmar Hills, Texas, IDing as Laredo, Texas. 10 kilowatts, nighttime directional antenna, pointed directly away from Minneapolis. Well, now I know some of us wags are saying, hey, they're still on day pattern. I don't know. That was a pretty deep null from WLS. We jumped to 1020, and the loop allowed us to do Fergus Falls oldies. Well, the loop was only partially helpful. We had to wait for a fade of Fergus Falls and a fade in of Pittsburgh in order to copy the following.
You listen to KDK Radio every day for news, talk, and more. Now own copies of our vintage broadcast. KDK, the world's first radio station, celebrated its 50th anniversary in 1970 with a one-hour special called Listen to What We Started. And it's the first in a series we're offering to you. You can get a copy of this treasured retrospective from KDKRadio.com. Order your copy of Listen to What We Started from the station that started it all. This is a real collector's item. Thanks. From KDKA, AM 1020.
Let the orange barrels the finger. KDKA traffic on the force every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons, only on Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA, AM 1020.
Well, 1030 is a local in Minneapolis, and 1040, an adjacent 1A, is in Des Moines and just bombs in here, so we won't even try that. So we jump up the dial to the next 1A, which is 1100.
Number to call is 800-457-4141. 1 year, 12 issues of the Limbo letter and the new mug are just $32.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Call 800-457-4141.
Your home for Cleveland Indians baseball. This is the big one. Now, continuing coverage on News Radio, WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
Good evening, I'm Carmen Angelo, and this is the 9 o'clock report on News Radio WTAM 1100. Details coming up. This news is a service of Sprint PCS. Channel 3 weather, here's Eileen McShay.
Warming temperatures on the way, clear skies tonight, lows near 40.
The next 1A is 1120.
News is next, it's 11.
You're listening to the 50,000-watt voice of St. Louis and Mid-America, KMOX St. Louis.
News. I'm Jim Shenovan. Some of the Internet's major sites have been having their share of problems, attacks by cyber vandals.
1140.
Commission to Children broadcast can be heard Monday through Friday at 8:45. Broadcasting with 50,000 watts of power. This is Southern Alberta's inspirational radio station, AM 1140.
The only thing that gets us through tough times is having the right viewpoint. Tuesday on In Touch with Charles Stanley.
Listen for In Touch weekday mornings at 11:30 and again in the afternoon at 5 on AM 1140.
It's 9 o'clock, prophecy for today in just a moment. First, the Fine Arts Department.
I don't know if that's surprising, given that we're in Minneapolis tonight, but if we point the loop toward the southeast.
Prices do not include title, taxes, tags, $99 processing fee, or freight of $415. Dealer install options may affect final price. Hurry! Sale ends February 29th.
Broadcasting live 24 hours a day, 50,000 watts at 1140 on your AM dial with real audio at WRVA.com. WRVA Richmond.
I got to tell you, boys and girls, that is really remarkable reception. It's sort of like it was in the old days when the clear channels were really clear. Let's go to 1160.
If you're fed up with email, do the unexpected. Talk to your neighbor. You might discover your World Wide Web begins right next door. If you don't, who will? A message from KSL News Radio 1160, a Bonneville station.
Read about it tomorrow. See it tonight. Hear it now on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City. KSL, News Radio 1160. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. CBS News, I'm Cammie McCoy.
Geographically, 1160 is another one that you can take advantage of with the loop. So we move our loop from southwest toward Salt Lake City to southeast toward Nashville. And we'll hear the Donaldson station IDing. Takes us to 1180.
To learn more about insurance fraud in New York, call 1-888-FRAUD-NY or visit www.preventfraud.org. Fraud, the crime you pay for. Sponsored by the New York Alliance Against Insurance Fraud.
Rochester's most listened to radio station. Period. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
News, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Little hum on the CBS network feed. As a technician, I would say that was a local hum, not coming from the network. But oh my goodness. But still, what a great signal for as far away from Minneapolis as is Rochester, New York. And I recall as a kid listening to a fellow named Artis on WHAM in a program called Artists Against the Night. That, of course, was back in the real Clear Channel days when that signal could be counted on all those hundreds of miles away. And we finish our 1A scan from Minneapolis with San Antonio.
We'll even give you free incoming cellular calls through the end of the year, so you can answer the phone more often. Nextel, how business gets done. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Requires new activation.
The proud 50,000-watt flagship station for Clear Channel Communications. We are 1200 WOAI. San Antonio.
San Antonio's home for Dr. Lawrence. Mid-morning, 9 a.m. to 11:45. The News Watch never stops. 1200 WOAI.
1200 WOAI News Time is 7 o'clock. I'm Carrie Lockie, and here's your top national story.
1200's as far as we go. We had no copy on 1210. And that's our band scan of the 1A channels from our blizzard-bound hotel room in Minneapolis in February. Mark Dernberger here. We'll be back again next month. And actually, I wanted to tell you that there's a couple things coming up that I promise you I will get on a future column. One, before we left Minneapolis back almost 2 years ago now and headed for Grand Junction, I spent several weeks, every other night or so with the recorders running, rode the propagation and found some fascinating catches for this location. You'll hear some of those in the future as we do our great big Minneapolis band scan. We'll cover all the clears, the 1As and the 1Bs, and you'll hear some cool surprises given our listening location. The other thing is that we promised you a return of the WSM Nashville air checks on a future column, and we'll get that underway before late fall. Mark Dernberger takes mail at 667 Long Rifle Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81503, and I wish I were there right now. It's 22 degrees outside. We also have an email address, mark@dernberger.com. Till we meet again, good listening, DXers.
From USA Today, media distorts 2020 pot calling kettle black. This is by Peter Johnson, a writer for USA Today. Like many of us, John Stossel sits at home and watches TV and sees at some of the stuff that he watches on TV. But unlike us, ABC News' resident contrarian has a platform to vent his objections, News Magazine 2020. And on a past Friday edition at 10 p.m., he devoted the entire hour to media manipulation, as in the media misleading or altering the truth in stories. It goes on all the time, Stossel says, and I get angry and frustrated that the public gets misled. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, a Democrat from New York, was booed by some audience members during an all-star concert last fall to benefit victims of September 11th. But when the concert was rebroadcast on VH1 and made into a DVD, the booing was out and cheering was in. Maybe they were trying to be nice. Maybe it was because Viacom, parent to Simon & Schuster, gave her an $8 million book deal. But I don't think they should distort reality, Stossel says. TV Guide put Oprah Winfrey on a cover. then gave her Ann Margaret's body. The magazine claims it was just a drawing of Margaret's body and that Winfrey was thin at the time. CBS aired a concert where a computer was used to make Whitney Houston look less painfully thin. Those outlets argue that it's entertainment, but Stossel says it's no excuse. Money and ratings are usually behind all this, Stossel says, and it's worse when news organizations distort things, either intentionally or unintentionally. He looks into widespread reporting of so-called road rage that was on the increase, even though there was no hard evidence of it increasing. It turns out that many media reports stemmed from an unscientific study that largely was based on media mentions of aggressive driving. Last summer's spate of shark attacks? Well, there were no more than in previous years. Greg McCrary, a former FBI agent who works with the threat assessment groups, tells Stossel that life's real dangers are risks that are far less dramatic. Don't drive drunk. That's very boring. It doesn't sell on TV. Sex and violence sells. In the interest of full disclosure, Stossel says he and ABC News have been guilty of hyping stories for years. In fact, he's been wanting to talk about this for the past 10, but only recently got executives to give him time to do it. Watch my program on killer bacteria, lawn chemicals, danger in the grass, Stossel says, imitating several of his teases, instead of saying, it's not likely to kill you. With so much competition, maybe we have to scream to be heard. That article came from USA News. On our DX Change, Rick Dow of Omaha, Nebraska is looking to acquire past issues of DX News. These are issues that were published from October 1987 to September of 1997. In other words, those issues would be volumes 55 through volume 64, and he needs the complete sets of each volume. If you're willing to part with some or all of these volumes, please contact Rick at 13312 Westwood, that's all one word, Westwood Lane, Omaha, Nebraska, 68144-3543. Or you can reach him via email at rdau1965@yahoo.com. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just drop it on a letter, card, email, whatever. Send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. We'll get the information over to Paul for the DX News Magazine, and we'll let everyone know what you're looking to get, buy, sell, or trade. Some of you might be wondering why we're visiting the trains here. Well, John and I are just taking a day off and messing around, taking pictures of trains. He enjoys trains. And I'm kind of getting prepped for a visit down to Dallas, Texas to see our good friend Wally Walrow down at WFAA. Wally and I got a project that we're putting together for the 2002 National Radio Club Convention, which I think members will be excited about, at least those of you who are into jingles and radio. And you'll just have to wait until Labor Day 2002 to find out more about what's going on. Right now, let's flip over to Side 2 for more of the DX Audio Service for August 2002.